Ancient warfare, the archaeological evidence of Troy. When early archaeologists began investigating in the 1800s, in 1863 you have Frank Calvert, in 1870 you have Heinrich Schliemann, and then 1871 to 1894 you have Schliemann and Wilhelm Dorpfeld. They ended up excavating an earlier unidentified prehistoric settlement. The same holds true for the American excavations of 1932 to 1938, which were directed by Carl Blegen. The bulk of the archaeological evidence, although of great scholarly interest, was centuries before the event of the Iliad, generally accepted as having taken place in the early 12th century BC. Thus, we recognize today that the so-called Treasure of Troy, recovered by Schliemann, had actually been placed in the Troy level that was 1,250 years before Priam. Even the impressive fortifications of Troy 6 by Dorpfeld in early 1893-94 have now been conclusively dated through pottery to the Mycenaean period, thus enabling us to reconstruct what must have been the citadel of Priam. It has long failed, however, to impress skeptics. Because it looks so small, we've always assumed that that was the whole city, when in reality, it is simply the citadel. It was the Tübingen University excavations of 1982-1987 at the north of Bisek Bay, which is 12 kilometers southwest of Troy on the Aegean Sea, that first confirmed the literal location of the harbor of Troy. Here was discovered 14th century BC cemetery, as well as the archaic settlement of Achillion, 6th to the 7th century BC. And the investigation of a nearby tumulus also confirmed its status as a Hellenistic monument, most likely honoring the cult of Achilles, although by no means contradictory to the content of the Iliad or the Odyssey, both of which reflect the environment of the late 8th century BC. The principle exposed here once more emphasized a Neolithic settlement in the 5th millennial BC to the early Bronze Age in the 3rd millennium BC. Now, campaigns at Troy are likewise archaeological in focus. At this most strategically located point, which lies between the anonymous prehistoric settlement and the historical site of Ilion that survived through the Hellenistic and Roman times. Here lies information vital to both prehistory and classical archaeology, a possible, quote, historical core, end of quote, for the Iliad, though relegated to the background, has not been lost from sight. From the very earliest archaeological campaigns to the present, the remains of impressive streets and walls from Roman Ilion came to light. It wasn't long before a lower town had surrounded the Acropolis, or the citadel, and that would have been of Troy as early as the 13th century BC to early 12th century BC. In 2003, measurements of the site revealed that the city of Troy was not just the citadel, but covered an area of at least 300,000 square meters, which was 15 times greater than had ever been suspected. Historical sources tell us that the Greek city of Thebes in 30 AD was no larger, nor that of Pylos. Mycenae would not have been as large. The Hittite capital of Hattusis would have been close in size. Since, for this perspective, Troy not only justifies the description of Homer, but reaches a scale impressive enough to deserve its obvious importance and status in the Hittite Empire as Wallusa, annexed as a vassal state around 1285 BC. That would be the period of Troy 7a or Troy 6, since evidence certainly seems to corroborate the existence of the large site recognized by the past in the extensive remains still visible at the end of the 8th century and celebrated in Homer's epic works. What remains unconfirmed is a struggle over Troy, as a historical or heroic as depicted in the Iliad. Whether or not Achilles, Agamemnon, Odysseus, and Priam played out their parts upon the landscape here must remain a mystery. The Iliad speaks for itself as an outstanding and international literary masterpiece that does not need confirmation from archaeology. Now, next we're going to start looking at Heinrich Schliemann, the archaeologist, and his personal history. And that will take us a couple of shows. And then I will go through the Troy archaeology layer by layer so you can get some context as to what's going on. Now, the sources for this are Troy by Askin, Troy 1700 to 1250 BC by Fields, Guide to Troia Wallusa by Korfman, In Search of the Trojan War by Wood, Helen of Troy by Hughes, and The War at Troy by Quintus of Smyrna. So I hope you enjoyed that. And as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out the CDs, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.